This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd Peterson of football, NFL lunch style. Ravens back at it today. Practice starts in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh. Lamar Jackson usually speaks on a Wednesday, so we'll have all of that for you tomorrow when we reconvene at 10 o'clock. And Inside Access, we'll have all of that as it unfolds in real time. Ravens 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota coming up on Sunday afternoon. Coming off a super terrific mini bye where they've added to the roster. And Vinny, I'll ask you the same question we asked Charles Walker a couple hours ago. Mm-hmm. You look at that roster going into the Houston game where it's Cooper Rush. You had all sorts of banged up guys defensively. It wasn't a good situation. And they get trounced 44-10. Rock bottom. They followed up with a more spirited effort against the Rams, but a loss nonetheless. Now that you've won two straight, you've added veterans to bolster a weakness of your team. You brought in Gilman, who has allowed Kyle Hamilton to be more like Kyle Hamilton of 2 years ago when he was like the dude at safety. And most importantly, you got Lamar Jackson back. You're working Keaton Mitchell in a little bit. Saw Isaiah Likely become part of the offense. Andrews had a couple of touchdowns in the last few games. Even Kohler. I mean, we're starting to see what the team could be, should be, we expected to be. So as we look at them 3 weeks, 4 weeks after that Houston debacle, how different are they? I mean, are we back to the same because of the hole they dug themselves?
Right.
You know, going into the Buffalo game, they were one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. And for three quarters against the Bills, they looked like the Super Bowl favorites. Is the hole too deep to dig out of to get back into that level of hyperbole? Or is it like, hey, man, if they can stay healthy, which is always a big if for every team, is this roster, the way it's put together now, health permitting, is this a good enough roster to make a deep run in January?
Yeah.
If they get to the playoffs.
Yeah, if they get to the playoffs, Bob, it means Draymond Jones and, you know, Lawson, those guys are doing some things and everything. And I think the biggest thing, and to me, my biggest concern, Bob, you know, more so than the defense and everything else, is the consistency of the offensive line. That is my biggest concern because that affects Lamar and it affects the run game. And we have not had the explosive runs like we had last year with the same offensive line other than McCary. You know, so that is my biggest concern, because as we graded them at the bye week, they're all D's and F's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rosengarten, you know, because those guys more so than anybody have kind of taken a step back, and we need them, like, just a step forward some, you know, where they're sustaining blocks and they're doing some things, and Rosengarten is, you know, hey, Rogers looking better. You know, we need to be talking like that. And I think, you know, you talk about play call, you talk about all that stuff, it all goes back to one thing, man. Those five dudes up front.
Now, the pass defense getting back to that side of the ball has been terrible.
Yes.
And has been pretty much for the better part of a couple of years. They got better in the second half post bye of 24. Are they, how much better are they now in pass? Because Marlon looked good.
Yeah,
coming back from his injury. We talked about Gilman, what that's allowed.
Awuzie's looked good.
Awuzie and his snaps, and, you know, and Wiggins is starting to play like a dude and is starting to show some of that cockiness that we expected to see. And we talked about Starks getting his first pick. How much better is the secondary now compared to where it was early in the season, where they were getting shredded and we heard communication issues? And even if the pass rush, have to assume it's going to be better than it was,
yeah,
but even if it's not a premier pass rush, is the defensive backfield good enough to still compete in a lot? Because they're going to have their hands full Sunday, for instance,
yeah,
with Jefferson and Addison and Naylor and the rest there.
Well, and that's why the key, you know, is going to be the front dudes, the pressure guys, get pressure on their quarterback. Yeah, because their receivers are good. Bob, back to the question is, yeah, I think I like the secondary. I like Awuzie. I like the way Humphrey's playing. I like the way, you know, all three safeties are playing. I like the way Roquan's playing. I like the way Buchanan's playing. I really like how Travis Jones is playing and Jenkins is playing. It's just those two guys on the outside, because they've been killing them, not only not getting to the quarterback, but the run stuff too, because they've been getting hooked. And you know, you got, they're 245 pounds. Now you got a 281 pounder in there. You know, and Lawson's 260. So you got bigger and more, maybe more stout in the run game.
NFL Lunch, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, we'll hear from him later on in the hour. Week 10 of the NFL season starts tomorrow night. Raiders at Denver. Denver 9.5-point favorites in that ball game. Ravens at Minnesota, as we said. Ravens 4.5-point favorites. Atlanta's at not at Indy. They're in Germany. Colts trying to lick their wounds after getting spanked. When you get spanked, they turn the ball over a ton against Pittsburgh. Atlanta had a golden opportunity to pull the upset in New England.
Well, they fired that kicker.
Yeah, they got rid of Romo.
Yeah.
Giants at Bears. Chicago 3.5. Buffalo's at Miami. Dolphins get 9.5 at home. Browns at Cleveland. Cleveland minus 2.5. New England's at Tampa. This is going to be one of the games of the week. Buccaneers minus 2.5. New Orleans at the Panthers. Carolina, 5.5-point favorites.
Ooh.
Against Shuck and the boys. Jacksonville at Houston. Texans 1.5-point favorites. Jags are, you know, they're 5-3.
Yeah,
got a lucky win, I guess. A win's a win at this stage of the year, 4 o'clock or later. We got Arizona at Seattle. Seattle 6.5. Rams at 49ers. This is going to be a good win. Rams 4.5-point favorites against 49ers in Santa Clara. Detroit's at Washington. Marcus Mariota. He's going to be the dude because, you know, Jaden Daniels is going to be out maybe for the rest of the season. Lions 9.5-point favorites. Sunday night, Pittsburgh's at the Chargers. Chargers 2.5-point favorites there. Well, Harbaugh could do his brother a solid
beating
the Steelers if the Ravens handle their own business. And then Monday night, another good game, at least on paper. Eagles at the Pack. Green Bay 2.5-point favorites at home, where they lost last week to Carolina.
Yeah. And Bob, you know what? Just sitting here thinking, and we were just talking about, you were just talking about Romo getting fired. I'm telling you, Tucker, either Atlanta or the Rams, they're both desperate for a kicker.
Week 10.
Yep.
Right?
He's available
this week. Old Justin Tucker.
Yep.
His record got broken last week. Does he want to get it back? He's going to sign somewhere. He's done. Nobody's going to want him. Justin Tucker's going to be on a roster within, 2 weeks?
Well, if I'm him, I'm
ready to kick right away, I'm guessing.
Well, you figure this, Bob. Atlanta's indoors, which should be good for him. And L.A., That closes too, doesn't it? I think it does.
It's fancy enough. I think you could fly that thing.
But that
moon
weather's nice. So I think, as desperate as teams are, I think I'm with you, Bob. Tucker will be back next week.
Now, any desperation for the Ravens offense? We'll come back, talk about the Minnesota defense. Vinny breaks them down film-wise. And then the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, will be joining us. Talk about that division and their hopes for the rest of the season as they're trying to get back to the playoffs for the second consecutive year. Remember how great they were last year during the regular season? Can they regroup here in time to get back?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back to the postseason.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Earlier in the show, we gave you the film breakdown of the Minnesota offense coming off that big win at Detroit. Now, let's look at the defense. They made life miserable for Jared Goff last Sunday. Can they do the same to Lamar Jackson in this Ravens offense coming up Sunday there at 1 o'clock?
All right. They don't have a big defense. They have three D linemen that Jonathan Allen, who was a former Washington draft pick, and Jonathan Allen's a good player. Javon Hargrave, I think he's a good player too, the nose tackle. And Jalen Redmond, number 61, I think he's all right too. They're big. They play the run fairly well. Hargrave has got a bull rush, which scares the heck out of me with Voorhees over him, man. That's a concern to me, those three guys. Other than that, Bob, they've got eight dudes that are probably all under 250 pounds that just kind of fly around, and what they do is they bebop them everywhere. You know, at least they did last week against Detroit. They'll line up everywhere. Some will come, some won't come. The biggest concern is they stunt and they twist. And they do it on the inside. And that is my biggest concern, because lateral movement for our guards is right tackle is a struggle. So that is going to be concerning. But Jonathan Grenard, he's decent. But they got him when they traded Hunter down there.
Well, they basically have Houston a one-on-one there.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's got two sacks for him. But he's got 10 tackles for loss. You know, so he makes a lot of plays in the backfield. But, I mean, Eric Wilson, their linebacker, he's their leading tackler with 57 tackles. He's number 55, you know, and he's about 230 pounds. 3.5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss. They got a lot of guys got a lot of tackles for loss. Levi Drake Rodriguez, 7 tackles for loss. Who's a nose tackle, number 50. And like I said, Grenard, 10 tackles for loss. Hargrave, 4 tackles for loss. Eric Wilson, 7 tackles for loss. That's all that blitzing they do. They are coming. They're a coming Jesse, man. And they keep coming. Now, the secondary, you know, Isaiah Rogers, who got, the 2 pick sixes and all, he's very beatable. Their secondary is very beatable.
That was the highlight of his season.
Yes, it was. Because he's been beat a bunch of times.
Yeah, that Eagles game, he was the pigeon.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then Murphy, their other corner. I mean, their secondary can be had. Harrison Smith, I mean, he's about, 35 now?
He's been around for a minute.
Yeah. He's smart. They'll play zone coverage back there. They'll play man. They don't match up that well in man. That's why they blitz all the time. So the ball has to come out quick so the secondary doesn't get exposed. But the thing is, you know, like against the run, if they can just handle the three big dudes, you know, and be able to combo up, then you got 230-pound guys that your guards and your tackles are combo. That's why they've given up so much run stuff. You know, I mean, because they're 20th. They've given up 122 yards rush. Now, they're really good against the pass, Bob. I mean, they're 8th against the pass. And you know where they're real good, too? Third down. Because if they get you a third and long, you're, guess what? They're coming. And they've only got 3 picks, which is kind of crazy. You know, and like I said, their secondary is just okay. Sack-wise, they do a good job. Quarterback rating, they gave up a quarterback rating of almost 105. So if you can pick up their stunting and blitzing and all that, you can pick them apart. If you have time to throw, that's my thing with these guys. You know, they need, but that, you know, like Bob, their strength, their blitzing and their athleticism with their guys blitzing, it's kind of like one of our biggest weaknesses with the O-line with the against athleticism. You know, if we're just dealing with big hogs, we're okay. But the problem, yeah, there's two problems. Voorhees stands up and, you know, and he'll get driven back. And then, you know, with Rosengarten and with Falele, the stunting and twisting is tough for those guys. Got to be able to run the ball. That's going to be key. And I think, you know, who's going to have a chance to have some runs, I think, is going to be Keaton Mitchell. I think to get outside, you know, you're going to be able to hook some guys and get outside. But last week I thought their defense was good, but they still gave up plays, you know, and they still had a real good chance to lose that game. And they didn't tackle well in the secondary. And that's why if you can – and Goff looked awful. Goff looked like he was scared to death, but he still was like 25.
Why couldn't Detroit run the ball in that game? I mean, Gibbs was a non-fact.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Bob? They were run blitzing, and they had more guys, and they were attacking the line of scrimmage with their linebackers and stuff, and you can't combo up that quick, you know, because you come off double-team, and the guy's already blitzing, and he's sitting there in a hole. And that's what they did. And if they do that, the Ravens got to take advantage of that. They got to hit some dump throws. They got to hit some quick throws. So, Bob, I can see the Ravens having a really tough time or a real easy time. If they can handle that defense, they're going to score in the 30s. And, you know, if Lamar doesn't get sacked, Bob, they're going to score in the 30s. Now, if he's sacked 5 times, then it's going to be, you know, like that. It's going to be a fight, and then it's going to be a scratch to win this game.
Now, we heard John Harbaugh reference this earlier, the Brian Flores, the scheme he used 4 years ago against the Ravens when he was the head coach of the Dolphins. Do they have the personnel to maybe duplicate that? And I'm guessing Todd Monken can be ready for any of that zero blitz stuff or whatever.
Well, I think Lamar's 100 times better than he was, number one. Number two, the Ravens' weapons are 100 times better than they were. The running game's a lot better than it was. A
thousand times.
You know, and like you said, Monken is much more advanced in that type of stuff. So I think, Bob, I'll be extremely disappointed if there's a lot of free runners. You know, if there's a lot of free runners, you know, and our old linemen are missing guys and stuff. And another big thing is going to be, and probably Justice Hill probably be playing a lot this week, I would think, Bob, because he's going to have to block a lot of linebackers. You know, Gibbs got run over a couple of times and stuff in that game Sunday. So Justice Hill, the backs are going to have to pick up blitzing linebackers, and those dudes are going to be coming.
And one thing that did benefit Minnesota's defense last week, Andrew Van Ginkle came back after missing weeks. He played the first two, then he finally came back. You know, I'm not saying he's the greatest linebacker in the history of football, but
he's a try-hard, yeah, play-hard guy. He's a dude
that goes out there and helps.
Yeah, he's not as talented a rusher as Grenard is, you know. But Van Ginkle, what's he got stat-wise here? Van Ginkle.
He's only played in three games.
Yeah, he's not even on his stat
sheet. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll come back, talk more about the Vikings. Paul Allen, voice of Minnesota, coming off a big win. They are dogs at home, though, against the Ravens coming up on Sunday. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Ravens back at practice today, and as soon as we get an attendance report, we're going to...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Share it with you. Tomorrow we're going to do stats, and tomorrow we're going to do picks and all the good stuff that comes along with a Football Friday. We're just doing it on Thursday, so stick around for that. But joining us now to talk about this game coming up Sunday in Minnesota, Ravens taking on the Vikings, both teams coming off wins, both teams coming off wins on the road. He is the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. It's Vinny and Haney, Bobby, Eddie V, Serato, Nolan McGraw. Let's welcome in on the Window Nation guest hotline, Paul Allen. Paul, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here in the Charm City.
Hey, Window Nation, big advertiser at my radio station, FM 100.3 KFAM. Mm-hmm. Nice. So Window Nation, go crazy. Thank you for everything, and should be a fun one this weekend.
Now, Minnesota getting 4.5, but they were big dogs, Paul, as you know, going to Detroit, and they handle their business with J.J. McCarthy back in the lineup for the first time in a while. And it's a simple answer, but we don't want to get into crazy hyperbole, but how big was that win for them? Kind of scuffling a little bit with Carson Wentz, especially offensively after getting drubbed by the Chargers, to get the win on the road within the division. How huge was that for morale with the team?
It was massive. They're 2-0 in the division. They had lost 5 in a row to the Lions. Week 18 last year could have secured the one seed in the NFC, completely threw a clinker and flopped and eventually got bounced in round one. McCarthy looked the part for the most part, the second-year quarterback in his third start. He was calm and handled things nicely, ran a touchdown in too. But most importantly, and I think Ravens fans can appreciate this with, you know, the injuries that they've sustained defensively and then not having the great Lamar Jackson for X amount of games, is the Vikings got healthy last week and they'll be healthy again this week. So that really made a difference.
Now, Paul, I've never seen a team blitz so much. You know, it just seemed like they were blitzing all the time. And they did a nice job disguising, because a lot of time watching the film, you don't know which guys are coming and they're stunting and they're twisting. You know, so it was fairly confusing, and it seemed like it had Goff scared out of his ass.
Yeah, that's the Brian Flores bit. You know, he'll have 7 strewn across the line of scrimmage, and you don't really know which one's coming. Now, you know, it against a team like the Ravens, I would expect a completely different approach.
Yep.
with blitzing. Obviously, you take a bad angle on Lamar, he gets to the house from 70 out. And the receivers are some of the best blocking receivers that I've seen in quite some time. So that's obviously a problem. But when it comes to, you know, Flores and this approach in the Ravens, you know, in Brian's first game as a head coach with the Miami Dolphins in 2019, I believe, it was Lamar's second year. And, you know, the Ravens went down there and I think they put 59 up on him, and they had like 48 at halftime. So, you know, that's definitely part of the equation here, because Brian's defense is he executes it and calls it in antithetical fashion to a lot of coordinators around the league. But, you know, if you don't get home from a passing standpoint, middle of the field can be open. And if you don't get home against a quarterback like this, it could be a problem.
Yeah, because, you know, watching the tape and everything, Paul, it's like the secondary is beatable, you know, and Rodgers missed a tackle again, you know. So, I mean, he's had some tough games as of late. So what do you, and Harrison Smith, you know, I think I was at Notre Dame when he, or Pete was probably playing with him at Notre Dame.
you know, I think when you were watching it back, I think you're mistaking Byron Murphy Jr. for Isaiah Rodgers, because Murphy missed some tackles in the flat that where, you know, but after the game, the locker room was super happy, joyous, and wild. And that's not the first time any of us have seen that after beating a division rival and snapping a 2-game losing streak. But then you get Byron Murphy Jr., you know, who's one of our best 2 corners, and he had a rough game. I mean, he did some good things in the second half, but, you know, there were just some things that corner did that he just doesn't do. So what I thought was really cool about him is there are one of 2 ways to go. Do you want to jump around with the rest of the guys and get loud after the victory when you had a rough game, or do you just want to kind of be quiet, think about your game, talk to others about it, get better next time? This is a very, very tightly knit group. Culture is quite frequently overused and trite in sports and in life and in business. It really matters here. And I've seen it since O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah got here. They're stringent with it. I mean, we're over in London and we need to win a game like we need to breathe. And they, you know, after not having Jordan Addison for three games because of suspension, well, he skips a walkthrough for whatever the reason in London, and he gets disciplined for the first quarter. And they needed him badly. He eventually won the game from Carson Wentz against Cleveland right at the end of the game. So this group here is no joke. O'Connell and these guys, they keep them close. They relate very well to athletes of this era. And the culture here is really strong.
Paul, talk to me about the offensive line. J.J. had five sacks last week, you know, and what's your opinion of the O-line?
Darisaw, the Maryland native, maybe a Baltimore native, he's everything. Mm-hmm. So that's it, man. I mean, it's when Darisaw, you know, he tore up his ACL about a year ago on Thursday Night Football against the L.A. Rams. And it was bad. I mean, it was a multifaceted, every CL you possibly have around your kneecap, he ripped up badly. All right, he crushed the rehab. So now we're at minicamp, and holy cow, there's Christian out there with a giant brace. I mean, he's not running, you know, a ton, but that was minicamp. So he was ahead of schedule. Now, what does that schedule mean? It means that you have to trust Christian early in the year, where if he says, yes, I can go, but I probably can't play the whole game, what are you going to do? That's tough. I mean, think back to when the Ravens had Jonathan Ogden. You know, and I'm not saying Darisaw is as good as Ogden, but Darisaw is top three left tackle in the NFL. And he's very, very mobile. You can do a lot of things behind him. So just think if, like, Ogden during those good years was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I want to play, I want to give everything, but I got to be careful with my knee. So, like with Christian, he would play a quarter, but then he's gone. And you got to put the backup in who didn't get many reps during the week. Then he'd play three quarters, then he's gone. Then he'd play the full game, then he wouldn't play a game. That just made it really, really difficult for an offensive head coach who calls the plays to execute his toil. I think that's behind him. He played the full game at the Motor City, and he's expected to play the full game this weekend. His bookender, Brian O'Neill, is extremely good. The left guard, Donovan Jackson, first round pick. He had a wrist injury around the Europe games. He's back. He's playing really well right now. Will Fries has played every game at right guard, and the center, Blake Brandell. It's one of the great stories with the team. You know, they've used 17 different offensive line combinations this year because of how banged up they've been. So we're over in Europe. Brandell has to play center. He never played center at any level, high school, middle school, college, or pro. He snapped it in a practice a little bit, but he now is our starting center because he's come together so well.
Paul Allen, voice of the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings host the Ravens Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Ravens 4.5-point favorites. Paul, we know you're a busy guy. We appreciate the time. Have fun.
Let me ask you a question real quick before we leave, because you've said it twice now. I personally speaking, and this is, I'm not Homer announcer guy, okay? I'm shocked the Ravens are that big of a favorite against a Vikings defense that just got healthy with Van Ginkel. And when they have Van Ginkel, Grenard, Cashman, and Javon Hargrave together, they're 2-0 this year, and Hargrave has three sacks during those games. So the Vikings get healthy. The Ravens are on the road. They crushed Miami. Okay, we're happy for you. And I know Lamar is MVP-type guy. Those are a lot of points for a road favorite, man. Why do you think that is?
Every game Lamar has started, the Ravens have been favored. Every single game. And if he keeps starting and he stays in the lineup, they'll be favored for the rest of the season. Now, keep in mind, they did start 1-3. They were favored at Buffalo. They were favored at Kansas City. Wow. They were favored against Detroit. But, you know, they get that Lamar factor kind of works its way in,
I
guess.
Paul, when Lamar was going to be playing against the Bears, they were 7.5-point favorites. Then when they announced on that Saturday Lamar wasn't playing, what was it, 2.5?
2.5.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so it's basically one of those bits where we'll just use Vegas as the metaphor.
Yeah.
When Vegas puts a line out, if you make a mistake with that line in a Lamar game, you're going to get tagged.
Paul
yeah,
Allen,
I see what you're saying.
Hey, tell Bursich I said hello. He's probably happy Notre Dame beat BC.
Yeah, I don't think he can name one player for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish over the last 10 years, but he is very proud of his alma mater.
Paul Allen, appreciate it. Have fun today.
Yep, God bless you guys. Thanks for the time.
There's Paul Allen out there in Minnesota with the Vikings. We'll come back, talk to our number one fan, Nolan McGraw. As a matter of fact, he's the number one dude. He's got more fans than we do, and that's right. Nolan McGraw, we're going to go to his fun house, and that Inside Access is going to take over at 2 o'clock as we get you ready for the Ravens. Take it on the Minnesota Vikings. An attendance report coming out of one winning drive. Let's just say thumbs up, good news. All 53 players on the active roster at practice today, and that includes Draymond Jones. So, good. Whole squad is ready to rock and roll. Now, Carl Lawson has not been activated to the 53 yet, correct?
Correct. Still on the practice squad.
So there'll be a corresponding move with that, given the assumption that he's going to play, because I think John Harbaugh pretty much said on Monday that he was. But that's a good sign. Paul Allen not feeling that spread, though, man. That 4.5.
No, he's a homer, though, Bob.
Right. He's qualified. I'm not no homer, but what about this 4.5-point spread? We're coming off a win and everything. Well, they got J.J. McCarthy back, which is good news. Let's see if they can start stacking some stuff there. Nolan McGraw. It's not like it's the 75 Vikings over here.
Well, every time I hear Paul Allen, I always think of American Psycho. So we had the... There's a guy on today. I'm just thinking about that the entire
Paul
time.
Paul Allen was the one that took an axe upside the old melon, right?
That's right, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Let's see Paul Allen spread.
That was Jared Leto.
That
movie's 25 years old. So if you've never seen American Psycho, by the way, not to go all Siskel and Ebert on you, Christian Bale's the psycho. What was his name? Patrick Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wild, violent, but wild movie. Because you're trying to interpret whether or not the whole thing is a dream, right? Or is it really him just going American Psycho?
It leaves a little open-ended at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Like, Willem Dafoe was in the movie. It was a lot of famous dudes, but it was a crazy... And Paul Allen, any one of the rich guys that owns the Blazers or something?
I just know that... Every time I hear that name, I just think of...
One of the Microsofters.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. But this Paul Allen's very much alive, and he didn't take an axe to the head. And he's offended by that 4.5 point spread.
Yes, he is.
Big Huey Lewis fan.
Yeah. Well, sports... Like, if I'm listening to Huey Lewis, it's like, yeah, just please hit me with the axe and get it over with. So I have to listen to... No, I'm joking. Huey Lewis is all right. Yeah, he's got some cool tunes. But tomorrow, it's going to be, since Vinny's off Friday, tomorrow's going to be our football day. We're going to do picks. We got keys. We're going to have stats. We're going to have Harbaugh and Lamar, everything that they say today, and anyone else that we're going to share with you. We'll preview tomorrow night's Thursday night extravaganza. So we'll preview Maryland and Rutgers. Terps getting points on the road.
Jim
Smith, the AD. Mike Harmon. We'll talk real and fantasy football with him. And then Friday, when it's me and Nolan, we'll get into this Orioles stuff. Nolan's going to have his wish list of relievers, where I guess he has to cross Andrew Kittredge off because they already brought him back.
Yeah. We didn't really even get into that today. I was pleasantly surprised to see that news come down yesterday. Didn't think it was real at first.
And the prospect they got, De La Cruz, 17, was a top 10 international signing bonus guy from the Cubs. He's already one of the Orioles' top 20 prospects. Hey, man, Mike Elias, working his magic.
Give credit where credit is due. Oh, this is certainly a case of that.
If the starting rotation has four 38-year-old guys on one-year deals, I'm going to be running hot. Right. However, let's go to the fun house.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
This one here says, Owe having an instant impact with a new team is not a surprise. It says more about the coaching staffs of each team. Ravens never develop young pass rushers. Maybe they get the most out of aging vets like Van Noy and Clowney because those guys have already been developed.
I guess you could say that now, or maybe it's the people he's playing. He had the two sacks were on three in almost back-to-back plays. There was one play in between. But, yeah, I mean, he's doing the exact same stuff. He's just getting to the quarterback now.
Another one here says, is anyone worried about the Vikings possibly using a spy on Lamar? Do they even have the personnel to do so? The tactics seem to work well for the Chiefs and the Lions when they stifled Lamar and the Ravens. Just really just trying to prevent him from escaping the pocket. Lions did that extremely well in that Monday night game.
Well, I'm sure they'll have personnel to do it. I don't know if anybody is fast enough to run with Lamar. But they have athletic guys. They have guys that can run at linebacker and stuff, you know. So will they try to do it? I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do, because they can't blitz them as much as they blitz golf. I mean, because that was like almost every snap.
Ryan from Baltimore, shifting over to the Orioles here, says he thinks both Elias and the ownership group are under the microscope right now. They can say that they have the ability to spend, but do we know if they have the true desire to do so? Let's not forget that Rubenstein admitted that he was confused at first by the Bassaio extension, the large number for a player that had only played just a few games in the majors, even though most baseball fans recognized that deal for the true value it had. Rubenstein can tell us he has the ability to spend, but he has to show that he has the actual desire.
Let's not forget also he's a proponent for the salary cap as well, which is never going to happen. But saying one thing, doing's the next. And again, even if he's willing to spend, is Mike Elias a guy? Like, say you give me $1 million, and the first thing I do is go out and buy a $1 million car. You know what I mean? It's like, well, where are you going to live in my $1 million car? I mean, can Elias get, you know, $100 million and figure out how to spend it wisely?
Well, in that analogy, Elias is being given $1 million and choosing to live homeless.
How much is a cardboard box?
Or not drive a car either.
Dude, Kyle Gibson and Charlie Morton were in the rotation, and both are retired now. We cannot relive that.
And one last one here on the Orioles. Texter says, the O's don't deserve the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the free agency spending. 2 years ago, the excuse was they just switched ownership groups. Last year, they were apparently in on a lot of the top free agents, but couldn't land any. People said it's only year one for the new ownership group. There's no reason for this fan base to still be patient. It's now or never, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. Everybody's agreeing with the people that are naysaying and maybe skeptical until they go out and prove otherwise. That's all they can do.
Come out fast, Bob.
And if Tarek Skubal, for instance, is available, but I'm still skeptical that that'll be happening. But Crochet was open for business. I don't know what the Orioles were offering, but if a guy of that or a Hunter Green is available, you got to be first in line. You have to, or if you got to be very aggressive. Would you trade Jackson Holliday for Tarek Skubal, for instance?
You'd have to consider it. Consider it.
Okay. Then you got to sign Skubal, too. There's the other side of that.
I think that would be, you're not, I'm not trading all those assets for just 1 year.
Nolan, I'm trading anybody other than Gunner for Skubal.
I got Gunner, Rutschman, and Bassaio. Untouchable. Everyone else, I'm open for business.
Rutschman's untouchable?
Yep. I'm telling you, we're undervaluing.
Well, he doesn't really have much value.
We're
right
undervaluing
now,
what he's going to bring to the equation. He's not done.
Get him, Nolan.
He undervalued himself.
Yeah, right. Nolan McGraw running hot. Well, by the way, that's running hot for Nolan. When we come back tomorrow, we got a Football Friday on a Thursday. That's Total Request Thursday as well. Inside Access coming up next. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.